Hey, Carm here. Now, I'm working on relevant content as you're dealing daily with the impact of the COVID-19 virus. I pulled a Carmcast together with an all-female panel to talk about marketing during these unprecedented times and released it as an RRR podcast right now. So you have this while you're mobile.
And was reminded of my purpose in life, like why I'm here. Shop owners need to come to that same realization that I have a reason for being here. I have a reason. And that should also kind of inspire them and fire them up and motivate them to motivate their own teams, the culture in their company.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, Carm Capriato here. Now, man, when I look back 5 years and the unbelievable content library that's been created that deals with your success strategies and tactics, I just can't help but realize how many ships have risen and stayed strong because of the many professionals that have given of their wisdom for the benefit of the aftermarket. We are the original aftermarket podcast with the most comprehensive library of lessons from the street that can be used immediately to improve your life and your business. And now we commit to helping you navigate through our daily challenges of safety for each other and the economic hardships we all face. Hey, are you a shop owner or technician? Well, I want to let you know that Apex registration will open in April. The dates for Apex are November 3rd through the 5th at the Sands Expo and Caesars Forum in Las Vegas. Hey, look, if you loved Apex 2019, just wait until you see what's in store for 2020. For information, visit aapexshow.com. Yeah, I've been quick to adapt to these unparalleled times with talk and content that will help you get to the other side of this crisis. I've got links to critical COVID-19 podcasts that we've done, as well as government links like the CDC, OSHA, and the CARES Act, and many other important documents. Find them all on my homepage at remarkableresults.biz. Scroll down, find the red section. You can't miss it. This episode is the audio track of the Carmcast that we broadcast on April 1st, 2020. Now, with so many discussion topics that need to be shared, this one, what needs to be in your marketing plan right now, is surely a timely and important discussion. My panel, Dori Epstein, Kim Walker, and Nanette Griffin. These ladies outline the purpose you have as an open, essential business during this pandemic and recommend the type and kind of marketing that you should be doing. Find the talking points, which will make a great meeting agenda, at remarkableresults.biz/E524. If you've never discovered the power of show notes, visit this one. And if there's anything I can do to connect you with our industry's thought leaders or to recommend a specific podcast, just email me, Carm, C-A-R-M, at remarkableresults.biz. Hey, remember, if you've got a friend that needs to hear this and any Remarkable Results Radio podcast, please, please share this. Remember, we're stronger together. You know, never more important than what's going on with our unprecedented times with COVID-19. And today we're going to talk about what needs to be in your marketing plan right now. And why is that important? I'm going to stop marketing. I'm not spending any more money. I'm just going to atrophy. I'm just going to, you know, I'm open, but I'm not. And, you know, my God, no, 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 no. So that's what we're here to talk about. As a quick side note, on my homepage, I even put up some more links today to sample forms on the SBA, the CARES Act, and some really good information on the Payroll Protection Program, the PPP, that came out of the CARES Act. So I want you all to realize that my ear is to the ground, and we're going to pop up and do a podcast, a Carmcast. We're going to post things on my homepage. Anything I can do to give to you. And there's one other thing I need to say. So many great companies in our industry, suppliers and coaches, are bringing their people together, and they're doing all kinds of training because I think we're in the new normal, and we don't know it yet, but probably in 3 or 4 months, we're going to look back and say that there were a bunch of us on the cutting edge of what the new normal is. And the new normal is going to be this level of communication and education, something I've been doing for 5 years now with my podcast. So I just want you all to realize that 745 plus episodes that are out there that have just about anything you'd ever want to know about running a business and being a better leader. Let me introduce Dori Epstein, automotive coaching consultant with ESI and Amazing Woman in Automotive. Check out that website. Kim Walker's here from Five Stones Media, an automotive marketing company. Hello, Kim. And Annette Griffin, owner of Griffin Muffler and Brake Center, Fort Madison, Iowa. She's going to keep us grounded because she's the shop owner who's here. Thanks so much for joining us, Nanette. Look at we're here to talk about what needs to be in your marketing plan right now. But more importantly, Kim, we have to be so convinced that we're an essential player in our market, and we need to share that.
The thing about it is I'm getting questions from clients and even non-clients who are saying, is it smart for me to be marketing right now? And I think that a lot of them just need permission. They're looking for someone to come alongside them and say, yes, you should be. And it is totally okay for you to be marketing yourself. Why? Even the government is saying you are an essential business in this economy right now. You know, when you think about an automotive repair shop, what are they doing? They're helping people get to work. Like we were talking about a few minutes ago, Carm, they're helping get goods and services delivered, and they're getting that air conditioning company to your house to work on your air conditioner. We're in Louisiana, so if the air conditioner goes out, it's a problem. So wherever you are, there are services that you need people to be able to get to you. People need to get to their prescriptions and their doctor's visits and their go get groceries. So even though we're staying home and we're social distancing, there are things we still have to do. And people still rely on their vehicles to be able to do that. So yeah, you know, that's your kind of role. I just posted on my personal Facebook this morning about a devotional that I was doing this morning and was reminded of my purpose in life, like why I'm here. And shop owners need to come to that same realization that I have a reason for being here. I have a reason. And that should also kind of inspire them and fire them up and motivate them to motivate their own teams, the culture in their company. And Nanette is sitting here. She's a shop owner. She's sitting in her shop right now today. And people are afraid. You talk about the new norm. There are words that we've never heard of before until this pandemic hit, you know? And so it is, people are wondering what's it going to look like a couple of months from now? What's going to be our new norm? And so they may find a new refreshed purpose in what they're doing. So yes, you are essential. And it's okay to use those words and to tell people, because there are some people that are saying, you shouldn't be open. Well, no, I should be open. And here's why. So we're giving them the terminology to use in their marketing and in their verbal conversations that they're having with customers. Here's why we're open, and here's why we're doing what we're doing. So
I so totally agree with you, and to the point where if you realize the purpose that you have in your marketplace because you're an open company and you're not helping deliver water and moving food around and fixing those old vans that take the senior citizens to the hospital for their checkups, and if you're not doing that, then you have an opportunity, a huge opportunity, to become the centerpiece of the transportation needs of your marketplace. And it goes back to, if you had those connections with your customers and you have been marketing the hell out of why you're there, your purpose, it's a natural right now. There are so many shops that are the pinnacle, the centerpiece. They're rallying around all the businesses in their marketplace, and some of the open shops are reaching out. I want to just a final comment, and then ladies, you can take it from here. Go to the ASOG Facebook group, the Automotive Shop Owners group, and look at the Robert Silverstein Dutch's video that he made to his customers, where he put up $1,000, and it was all about supporting all the businesses that were in town and what he was willing to do for the money. It's genius. It's brilliant how it is. And if you're not duplicating what Robert Silverstein is doing in his marketplace in North Carolina, then shame on you. But it is a brilliant piece. So, Dori, my God, you've got to utilize all the stuff you got in place right now, right?
Absolutely. This is not the time to shy away. This is the time to step into your leadership self. As a shop owner, you're not just a manager. You are a leader for your team, for your customers, for your community. Show up, you know, put a smile on your face and show up. Give your community something that's positive, something that's tangible. Show that you're there, that you're open. My brother, John Epstein, has a couple shops in San Diego. And I love that this morning I woke up to a live Facebook post from one of his employees, from one of his technicians. And it was so cute. You know, the camera was kind of shaken, but the fact that he was there and saying, hey, we're here, we're open. That was really, really powerful. And I've seen a lot of my clients around the country, including my brother, he's one of my clients, stepping up and posting, hey, we're here, posting positive information, humor. This is not the time to step away from your humor. But let me encourage you to reach out to the Kim Walkers. Reach out to your Kukui rep. Get together with your marketing team. Right now, this is the time to potentially touch base with your marketing people. Maybe not the Kim Walkers of the world because they've got a lot of clients, but if you have marketing people on staff, meet with them every day. Hey, what's new? What's exciting? What is positive? Share information, what is available in your community. Share about the virus, but also share some humor, share joy. Encourage them to connect to gratitude. This is the time to find the gratitude in our lives and to feel that and to share it. It's really powerful when we can do that.
Thanks, Dory. There's an awful lot of great videos out there from industry people and generic on how to get in front of that camera and do a Facebook Live. Don't be bashful. Nanette, you did one recently, didn't you?
I did one yesterday, yes. So I just put it out there, was thinking, what can I do as a shop owner and essential business to help our first responders, the people that are on the front line? And so I reached out to all of them to let them know we're here for you. Let's make sure your car is safe. When you got to get to work, we will do a comprehensive free inspection for you, let you know what's going on. So that's one less worry you have, and that we're here to help you make sure that you get to work okay. So
love that.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that, Nanette. I encourage my clients to do similar. Some of them are and some of them aren't. But if we can reach out to our first responders, that's huge. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraging a client to go to the local police department and just take a flyer and say, we want to do this service for you for free. We want to change your oil for free. Just something as simple as that is showing that you are back in your community.
You know, Dory, you just said a really dangerous word, and that was the word free. But I love, because, you know, we're
it
so
is a dangerous
conditioned.
Word. It is. Well,
but we're so conditioned about don't discount your services, don't offer coupons, don't do this. And look, I was a shop owner too. And when we first were in business, we just thought that's what you do. And then we realized, wait a minute, you don't have to do that all the time. So I think there's a time and a place when it's not only okay, but it's kind of expected. And so you have to do things differently in times like this. And so you may need to adjust your marketing, and where normally you wouldn't have done free things or discounted things, you may need to do that today. And in so doing, you come out looking like someone who cares. People know that you don't normally offer a discount or do this or do that. But when you step out of your comfort zone and what you're used to and what's comfortable, and you do something like that, it will resonate with your community.
What we're doing. I know a lot of us in the industry, Kim, I know you're doing a workshop today, a webinar today. I've been doing free ones too through ESI and Amazing Women. And you're right. This is the time where we're going to do things a little differently.
I love what Kim Auerenheimer just said. Sometimes you just need to do what you need to do. And if it feels right, do it.
Yes, yes.
I don't know about you, but when I tune in for my daily dose of the news, and I can't take too much of it, but when I tune in, my empathy goes to all the first responders and all the healthcare people that are out there. My heart tugs for the job that they're doing, and they're driving. They're on the road. You know, there's going to be batteries out. There's going to be leakages. There's going to be all kinds of things. What's the average age of the vehicle out there? They need to be sure that they can get service at our places. And, you know, however you want to reach out and market to that core group of people. And how about the vehicles that are delivering the takeout?
Yes.
How about that?
We need our takeout.
we need our takeout. You're absolutely right. If you earn your living in the automotive aftermarket, well, you need Apex now more than ever. And here's why. Technology is driving so much change these days, and it's so hard to keep up. Apex, well, they've got you covered with outstanding technical and management training, the best of the best. This year, topics are going to cover alternative fuel vehicles, diagnostics, telematics, and underhood and undercar challenges, just to name a few. Then there's the all-new Repair Shop HQ, which I just can't wait to see and experience. It's going to have everything for shop owners and techs. You'll see demos in a fully built-out six-bay shop and the new tool and equipment theater. And there's so much more for you at Apex. You'll learn about the hottest trends and opportunities, discover new products, meet face-to-face with suppliers, expand your network of contacts, so important, and also plan for future growth. Apex will take place November 3rd through the 5th in Las Vegas, and registration opens in April at aapexshow.com. Hey, keep listening here for more news about Apex 2020. Facebook and stuff, Kim, so many of the ways that we reach out are through social media. Any clues on that? I mean, you know, people love to put up animals and stuff, but should we be really concentrating on real, now organic stuff?
I think that is what you focus on, and it's going to give you the opportunity to be yourself. You know, Dory mentioned it earlier, right? Just showcase the culture of your company, who you are. These are people that already know you. They already love you. They already trust you. And so it's going to give you an opportunity to even sort of transition your marketing and focus more on retention versus acquisition. You know, we have clients who are running Google ads and Facebook ads, reaching a new audience. Well, it may be time to maybe focus more on boosting your posts instead of trying to acquire new customers. Let's look at what's working on your social and boost what is working. And oh, that's opposite of what a lot of people often think. They think, well, I'm going to create this post and it's not doing so well, so let me put $10, $15 on this post and boost it to make it do better. If it's not doing well organically, it's not going to do well when you just throw more money at it. So look at the posts that you're creating that are doing well, and let's have them do better for you. And so I love what Nanette, they put a faith-based message on their windows, and she shared that on social. And what I really like about that is I call that a pattern interrupter. It's something out of the ordinary for them, but it speaks to who they are, and it's just real. It's authentic. It's transparent. And I think that's what your social is going to allow you to do, is really showcase who you are, that you care. And, you know, one thing that's happening here in our community, parents are home with their kids. People are doing this teddy bear scavenger hunt. And so they're putting their kids in the car and just riding around. They're not getting out and going anywhere. They're still social distancing. They're staying in their car. But they're going on a drive through the community scavenger hunt looking for teddy bears in people's windows. So people are putting teddy bears out in their windows. Aww. So I reached out to some friends of mine last night and said, do you have because in the front of our building, we have these big windows and they're awful. We don't do anything with them. We should decorate them or whatever, but that's another thing. And so I have someone who is going to Lysol their gigantic teddy bear, like life-size teddy bear. I'm going to go pick it up and I'm going to put it in that front window and I'm going to share on social. Hey, drive by our place, show your kids the teddy bear. Like, find out what's going on in your community and tap into that. Become a part of what is going on organically.
That's awesome, Kim. I love that. I'm like, oh, I got to get my brother doing that. And oh, I have to get my partner doing that. And yeah, that's fun. And that helps keep the mood a little bit lighter. Carm, you're mentioning that you've been reading, we're all reading every day what's going on in our community, what's going on in the world. And it's scary. People are afraid. What can we do to show up as leaders? What can we do to communicate with all of our people? Constant communication with our team every day, helping them to feel supported as well. But I love the teddy bear idea. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. What Kim, you said about putting that teddy bear up, ours was Heart Hunters. So downtown, I'm on the edge of downtown Fort Madison, Iowa, and a lot of shop owners are putting the hearts in their windows, and that's where I came up with the idea. To even expose us more, just a block away is our main highway. It's under construction, so Detour goes right by our place now. So we're having, 10 times the traffic going by, and I have that faith-based message up on my window, and I thought, I'm not going to be scared to use that. It's me. And hopefully it just shows to people that we're human. Yeah, we're a business. We're open. We want to survive, but we're just like you. We're all in this together. And I think showing your human side is real important right now, too.
I think it's important all the time. And I think you're absolutely nailing it. Here's a question from Charlie Burke. Can someone share thoughts on the right message and the type of repair work that is appropriate or even inappropriate as far as the public views us, other things that may be seen as offensive?
I don't know that there's anything really inappropriate. Right now, if you're focusing on what Kim was mentioning earlier, being able to get to your doctor's appointments, to get your groceries, to the pharmacy, focus on preventive maintenance. Like, that's huge. Come in for a free, whatever, if you're using the word free, come in for a free inspection, or just come in and have your car inspected. Let us help make sure that you are able to get to where you need to be when you need to be there.
But Dory, isn't the message, we're here for breakdowns, we're here for emergencies, we're here for the first responders. I mentioned the word maintenance in a show about a week ago, and I got slapped up pretty hard about it.
I think that there's room for both. Yes, okay. Absolutely. But I think because it depends on how you couch it. And maybe, Kim, you can jump in on this too. But if you couch it in a way that, hey, if you're on your way, all of a sudden you need to get a prescription or something worse, you go jump in your car doesn't start. You don't want that to happen. If you've let your car sit there for weeks on end, it is really important to stay up on your preventive maintenance so that when you need something in a hurry in these unusual times, during this crisis, you're going to want your car to start. So I think it just depends on how you present preventative maintenance, how you present anything that you're doing in marketing. It's all about how you present it.
Yes. So just to kind of elaborate on that a little bit, I'm a story brand certified guide. So I always bring it back to that when I'm talking to my clients. And by the way, Carm, just side note, I want to be sure that we answer Jesus because I just feel his desperation in that. And I want to make sure we don't forget it.
But I will put his question up here. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So I think that it is definitely more about how you say what you're saying rather than what you're saying. Do I think there's a place for maintenance? I do. But I do think that the priority over maintenance is keeping people on the road. So when we talk about story brand, which that's a whole nother, Carm and I have talked a great deal about that. Go listen to one of those. But when you're thinking about story brand, you're addressing the customer's problem. What is their problem right now? I need to get to work. I need to get to the grocery store. It's not that I'm worried about what's going to happen 2 months from now or that sort of thing. It's emergent. It's what's happening right now. It's what's interfering in my life.
Right.
And it's not them getting their kids to school right now. It's them getting to work, getting groceries and that sort of thing. And, Kim just commented on Facebook about empathy. StoryBrand focuses on empathy and authority, and those things work together. So while right. I'm certainly not going to tell my shop who calls me and says, hey, I want to promote this maintenance special, I'm going to have a deeper conversation with him to find out why he wants to do that maintenance promotion. And it's probably going to come down to, I need cars in the shop. And I'm going to say, well, this is where your shop software is so important. You have right. A log of declined work for the last 6 months or whatever it might be. This is, again, retention. It's tapping into your current customer base to reach out. And hey, Seuss, this is part of where I would be directing you is look at what you have in the bank of declined work. Do everything you can to be aggressive. It's email those people, text those people, pick up the phone and have a conversation. Call them and let them hear your voice and know that you care. So I'm not trying to monopolize, but I think that it's more about how you say it rather than what you're promoting, if that makes sense.
That makes total sense.
One thing that we also added to our marketing is to let people know that there are options available to them too. So, for example, we have the 6 months same as cash, and they just introduced 12 months. So I'd be real careful with that. I wouldn't want to put anybody in a financial strain. But if they qualify, they know that there's an option that they can take care of the emergency needs now, and then we can revisit later when this is all over, other things that their car may need.
Right. And I saw a comment come up, and I just want to jump on that market from your heart, market to show that you care for your community, that we are here for you. We are an industry that cares about you, and we are a shop that cares about you. Empathy is key. Kim is right. Empathy is key. We most of the shops that I work with, all the shops that I work with, they're in business because they want to do better than what they have seen in the past. They want to do better than other shops, other dealerships. They are leading from their heart. Just as I said, they care about the people. They care about their community. This is the time to have that really shine through in all of your marketing efforts. And Kim said, call, pick up the phone and call. That's what I'm working on with my clients right now, or one of the many things. Pick up the phone and call people. They appreciate that. It's unusual. It's going to catch them by surprise, but it's going to show that you're taking that extra step and sharing with them what you're doing to keep them safe. What are the options? Like Nanette said, what are the options? And come in. We're here. We're here for you.
Hey, ladies, let's tackle this this comment from Jesus Brito. I'm in my shop. My shop's totally dead. I'm so stressed out. How can I get some help from you guys? I've tried different staff. Nothing happens. Can you each maybe offer a little bit of advice to Jesus?
I would love to know, Jesus, if you're comfortable with it. If you're not comfortable posting it publicly, then email me, kim@shopmarketingpros.com, the name of your shop, because I'd like to kind of take a look at just real quickly what you have going on out there and that sort of thing. But in addition to everything else that we've already said here, and I just want to kind of elaborate a little bit on a couple of things. One is, don't be afraid to be real with people. I'm not saying that you need to call them up and say, I need you to come in because my shop is dead, but just don't forget to be yourself. But also, when we had our shop, we suffered a traumatic road construction project. And I was forced to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and doing things differently. And so I had to really stop, back up, look at the whole situation and come up with something new and different to get us through that situation. And so I would encourage you to, you know, they say that you shouldn't tell people that are freaking out to calm down, but I think you have to find a way to just settle down a little bit, whatever that is for you, whether it's going for a walk or doing something to just get your mind in order. Because if I just feel from your message there, the stress, like I'm so stressed out, my shop is totally dead. Like those are really powerful words. And I don't know that you can make really good decisions, smart for your business, if you're really super stressed. So I think that if you don't have a coach, you should talk to a coach. If you don't have a mentor, someone that you can really talk to and talk this through, whether it's in your community or in your industry, you know, reach out to your chamber of commerce, your BNI group, your network of people. And then absolutely, and I'm going to shut up and let the other ladies chime in, is look at that. I keep saying it, but just go back to your log of declined work and reach out to these people. I don't know what kind of special offers you've put together, but hopefully that gives you a little bit of, you know, none of it's really new. A lot of this really, I hate to say it, is common sense. Like, step back, look at the whole picture, think logically, and do something that maybe you haven't done.
Let me throw in one thing before the other ladies chime in. If we're making phone calls, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong on this, if we're making phone calls to customers about decline work, it would, you know, hey, this is Carm from Carm Service. Don't forget, we're here for the community. If anyone needs any support or help to get a vehicle going to deliver water or food or nursing home care, please spread the word. We're an essential business in the community. Now, I mean, maybe that's the preamble to the discussion, because now you're showing your purpose.
I love that. Absolutely love that. Thanks for chiming in, Carm.
And I think that on that, like, what you're the lead into that conversation is to ask them first, how are you doing?
Yes.
You know, or how are you being impacted? Because if they tell you, you don't want to jump in and say, hey, we know that a month ago we suggested this work and you declined it, and we just want to see if we could schedule that for you. And in the meantime, they're working at a restaurant that's been ridiculously impacted. Like, know your customer and have a conversation with them first before you go into the offer. Okay, shut up.
No, don't. You're providing some great information. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to go back and address when he was saying, you know, the shop's totally dead and he's stressed out. And as a shop owner, I did see overnight just a change in business. And I was stressed out to begin with. And then when you sit back and, like you say, Cam, look at the big picture, look at everything. What resources do you have available to you? And just let out a big sigh. And to say, hey, you know what? We're all in this together. It's just not me. What can we do to help each other? Now, I have gone through my chamber. I've talked to my banker. I've looked at all the resources that are available to me and you know, applying for those forgivable loans, those grants, because I've laid two employees off. I want to get them back. It's a waiting game, and we, you know, government only moves so fast. But what can I do in the meantime? Just let people know I'm here. I'm open. What do you need? We'll help you out with any way that we can. So it is about just helping each other. Reach out to your groups. Kim, you're fantastic. I just met you a couple months ago. Dory, I look forward to knowing more about you. I'm an ESI client. We have our Midwest Auto Care Alliance. We're having a telephone conversation tonight with all of our shops in the 6-state area. So it's just look for those resources and reach out.
Yes, absolutely. One of my clients, well, first of all, let me just say this, that this is the time where you want to take all the advice that your coaches and mentors have been giving you for the last few months, years, decades, and really implement all of it at this time. I had a client just yesterday reach out to me and say, hey, we're following up with those text messages. What was happening is the text message was going out from my shop manager saying, hi, this is so-and-so owner of la-da-da. How was the service? And people would respond and say yay or nay, and then nothing would ever, that wouldn't get responded to. Now they're responding. They're even picking up the phone and actually having a genuine conversation. And it's really exciting in this time, because what's happening, guess what? People are like, oh, and they're getting their shop, they're getting their car to the shop. So on the deadest of days, if you're digging into those customers that you already have, lost opportunities, whatnot, follow-ups, just something as simple as a response came back saying, you know, it was great, but now my window and my forerunner's not working. And the service advisor picked up the phone, called the client and said, hey, I see that you said your window's not working. We're here. We are open. How can we serve you? Got the car in the shop and it's fixed. And that was work. It's all work.
Yeah, pay attention to those reviews, good or bad.
Yes.
No matter, good or bad. You know, because, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. People have time on their hands now, and they may they may have remembered a bad experience they had a month ago, and now they're ready to talk about it because they've got time. So yes. Please don't ignore those reviews. Great point. You know, I think we can go on for a long time, ladies. You may have to make a second appearance here because there's been so many great comments about the great thoughts and ideas, and especially the all-woman team here. It's just, I'm so, so happy that we were able to pull this off. Dory brought me this whole idea, and of course, Kim and Nanette just, you know, flowed right in. Good stuff. You were just mentioning, Annette, that the Milwaukee group is having, you know, a group meeting. It is so refreshing, so important that in this new normal, we're really all getting together better. And we've done so many shows on supporting and helping and adopting shops and peer groups. And, you know, we may just come out of this on the other side, a stronger, more united industry than ever before, because will be no worse tough times than maybe that we have right now.
Agreed. That's the silver lining right there, is that we're planting all these wonderful seeds for our customers, but for each other, we're reaching out and supporting each other right now. And we are going to come out a stronger industry.
And I love the cocktail hour idea, Kim. You know, every Friday night, I go out with friends. Well, we used to go out with friends every Friday night. And I've been reaching out to them saying, maybe we can do this cocktail dinner or this cocktail hour virtually. And I think there's some great ideas here. And yeah, woohoo, amen, Carm. Thank you so much, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Yeah, and we all know Kathleen. She's a superstar. She's been on a bunch of webinars too for clients or for.
She was on with me yesterday.
Ah, okay, great. See, there you go. So look at thank you all so much. This will be on the Carmcast page, and I may make this into a podcast. I just don't know, but there's so many other things going on. But I'm trying to bring as much relevant information out to the industry as possible. We our topic, and I think we went to a lot of great places, was what needs to be in your marketing plan right now. Perfect, perfect title and topic. Thank you to Dory Epstein, from automotive coach and consultant from ESI, and also with Amazing Woman in Automotive. Kim Walker from Five Stones Media, an automotive marketing company, and Story Brand consultant. And Annette Griffin, owner of Griffin Muffler and Brake Center in Fort Madison, Iowa. Thank you all, ladies, for being here.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.